Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to be with you this morning. I'm here under the auspices of the Lewis Downing Trust that is based at the Concord New Hampshire Church. This is under the auspices of a grant which allows me to go out and visit Union churches in New Hampshire when their ministers are on study leave, or especially congregations that have no minister, that are lay-led. This is a particularly important program. So next time you're at the Concord Church, say thank you to those folks who are allowing it and making it possible for me to be here. I would like to invite you to join with me in reading, responsive reading 576 toward the back of the hymnal. I will read the regular type. I invite you to respond with the italic type. This is a reading by Marjorie Bowens Wheatley, 576. If, recognizing the interdependence of all life, we strive to build community, the strength we gather will be our salvation. If you are black and I am white,
if you will not matter.
If you are female and I am male,
it will not matter.
If you are older and I am younger,
it will not matter.
If you are progressive and I am conservative,
it will not matter.
If you are straight and I am gay,
it will not matter.
If you are Christian and I am Jewish,
it will not matter.
If we join spirits as brothers and sisters, the pain of our aloneness will be lessened. And that does matter.
In this spirit, we build community and move towards restoration.
And in that spirit, I'm going to invite us to be together for a few moments of silent reflection and prayer. I also invite us to think upon important issues in our world right now, especially the issue of peace and the issue of unnecessary war. On this weekend, when we remember Martin Luther King, a man who died too early, as we are together in our silence, I also invite us to think upon the life of the author of the words we just read, Marjorie Bowens Wheatley, an African-American who worked mightily for justice in this movement, died too early about a month ago. So as we are together, let us think upon all these and other concerns and prayers for the world. Let us be together in a few moments of silence.